get it going next week.
Sounds awesome. Hey, Frank, tell me a little bit about, like, this training camp, coming into this training camp, goals for this training camp, and how much were you able to get in? How are things going overall with it, with this camp?
New quarterback, right? So just, you know, get things synced up with our offense. You know, we'll keep the same offense, put a few things in that, you know, that he brings with his experience. Gel it together, get the right chemistry, get the execution that we want. You know, defensively, new scheme. So install that scheme, tighten it up, you know, establish who we are and what our, you know, what our DNA is, you know, to get ready for the season. And then special teams, again, continue to build off the success that we've had.
Good, Frank. Frank, tell me about last year. What sticks out to you? What stands out to you about last year? Give me a takeaway from last year and what you remember about last year.
We got on this amazing, you know, we got on a great stretch where, you know, it felt like we were one of the hottest teams in the NFL for about a 6 or 7 week span. We're running the football extremely well. We're playing good defense, good special teams, and really established ourselves. But we weren't able to finish at the end of the year when we really needed to. We had put ourselves back in position after a slow start. We put ourselves back in position where we wanted to be and then couldn't finish.
Yeah. Frank, talk a little bit about, you know, this is 5 years, I think, for you, your fifth year. Tell me about the direction of the franchise and the organization and how much progress you feel like you have made over those four or five years.
I feel like we've made great progress, Jeff. You know, we've continued, I give Chris Ballard and his staff a lot of credit. We've continued to build the roster piece by piece. I feel like the roster gets better every year. We've had the unique situation of a new quarterback every year, but that hasn't been all bad. There's been a lot of good that's come from that. And other ways, I think it's helped us grow. But I think that, you know, we've established our culture, who we are, how we're gonna win, that we're gonna do it our way, the guys that we do it with, and so feel really good about the position we're going into year five.
Frank, I think you and I have talked about this before, and you know, the NFL is such a great league and such great coaching, great organizations, great players, and I think one of the keys for that is to separate, and I think it's the small things, and I think one of the things or two of the things that you and I have talked about is third down efficiency and red zone efficiency, but how do you separate yourself from that very, very good league?
Excited about that. You know, feel like we've done, when you look at the situational football, you know, like you're saying, third down red zone, 2 minute, 4 minute, you know, backed up, those kind of things. That's something that the success doesn't come by accident there. It comes two ways. It comes through preparation and execution, and it comes from playmakers making plays. So, I feel like over our time here, we've been pretty good in those areas. Not, you know, we haven't always been the best in the league, but I think we've fared, generally speaking, okay. But this year, we're really want to continue to challenge ourselves to continue to grow in those areas, third down and red zone being primary.
Frank, just indulge me for a second, and I want to take you back to your playing career and go back to Buffalo for me. You spent many years in Buffalo with Jim Kelly and Marv Levy. Tell me what you remember about that and that relationship that you had with those two men and how that kind of figured into the success that you had in Buffalo.
Well, with Jim Kelly, it was all about his competitive toughness. You know, he was just a great player and at his best in the biggest moments. And, you know, just have the ultimate respect for him in that regard. You know, for Marv Levy, right, he's a coach that I've patterned, you know, much of my coaching career after. He was just a master leader and motivator in every way. So I continue.
And Frank, how that bond that you guys had, that what you shared with those guys, how much of a part of the success that you had in Buffalo came from that?
A big part. You know, there was a brotherhood and a real chemistry there, and it comes through, you know, being forged by going through the battles. And I think we have that here, Jeff. I mean, I think that we've been through some battles in 4 years together. We've had some great moments, had some hardships, and I think it's brought us closer.
Frank, I agree with everything you say. I would kind of put it to you this way too. Is it? I don't want to say. Is it a challenge having, you know, to develop that consistency and that relationship when you have a different quarterback every year?
I mean, it's certainly getting the turnover at the quarterback position every year is a little bit unique. There's obviously always a lot of turnover in this league that you got to adjust to. I think the players do an amazing job of it, and I think our players have. And coaches, so I think they deserve some, you know, quote unquote credit for that. But you're never satisfied, so you got to continue to find ways to get better.
Frank, tell me a little bit about, like, personally, where you are right now, as a man, as a father, and a husband, and a football coach. Tell me about this journey, this personal journey that you're on, and where you are with it right now.
Yeah, and a grandfather too. No.
Right, I forgot about that. I did forget about that.
No, it's all good. No, love where I'm at. Love where I'm at, who I'm doing it with. You know, Marv Levy used to say, there's no place I'd rather be than right here, right now. That certainly echoes the sentiment of my heart. I love this team, this organization, the ownership that I work for, city that we live in, the players especially, those and coaches, looking forward to this season. You know, feel very optimistic about this season for our team. That's obviously normal going into a season. You know, we're 0-0. No one's won or lost a game yet.
Yeah.
But I do think in many ways, you know, we're built. We've been, you know, we've prepared ourselves and ready for a good year.
Frank, one more, I'll let you go. So I just always appreciate your time.
I'm happy to do it.
You're always very accommodating too. Frank, tell me a little bit about, like, how long, you know, you're still a young man. You've been in coaching for a while. You've been in football for a while. I think you said you've got a great situation with the Colts. Is it a year-to-year thing? How long can you continue to coach? How long would you like to coach?
Jeff, I mean, I can't imagine not coaching at this point. I'm having fun, you know, feel great and thankful for, you know, but you're thankful for your health and for the opportunity that I've been given, for the team that I get to work with, but you never take it for granted. You know, it's the NFL, so you don't get too far ahead of yourself. You make the most of the year you have, the most of the day, the week, the year that you have in front of you, and then, you know, you reset the table every year.
Frank, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Just know you've got some people rooting for you here in Lebanon, and just stay healthy and good luck.
Jeff, thanks a lot. Good talking to you.
Thank you too, Frank. Bye-bye.